Okay.
The only thing I was going to bring up tonight, and I ain't mentioning roads, is one thing. Why are you bringing in a commercial area for residents? That's the only thing I'm going to bring.
Okay, and that's on the last one on our agenda?
Yes.
All right.
So that's your thing, anything else on board?
All right, noted.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Guys, have a good night.
Thank you.
All right.
Ready for case number 2121, 2123, and 2124?
Yes.
Rezoning of common areas and condominium units at 1707 Lakeshore Drive. Is that you're ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
So the planning commission or planning administrator and Steve DeMarco are seeking planning commission recommendation in support of rezoning units 2, 5, 6, and 7 in building 2 in the Briarwood on the Lake Taneycomo Properties Owners Association common area. This is all located at 1707 Lakeshore Drive. The property is currently zoned R3 multifamily residential. The zoning request is for NR3 multifamily nightly rental district. Per the assessor's information, these condominium meeting building was built in 2007, located in the Briarwood on the Lake Taneycomo condominiums. It has community well for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. So on December the 20th, 2021, the Taney County Commission approved the resolution from the Planning Commission that they recommended approval to rezone the condominium units number 1, 3, 4, and 8 in two separate single-family homes in the Briarwood on the Lake Taneycomo condominium to NR3. So you guys have looked at this. These are the remaining units that are not zoned and the common area. So if you see the purple, these were the result of the December 20th, 2021 County Commission meeting. These are zoned NR3. Your request is for this common area, and these remaining condominium units.
Do we have the applicant?
Your applicant is the planning administrator. I generated the request for all of them except for Steve DeMarcos, and he could not be here, and I told him I would present it to the planning commission.
Okay.
So I would just move forward with public comment from anybody, and then
do we have anybody that wants to speak against this? No one wants to speak on this.
Planning Commission have any questions?
Yeah.
Again, you'd need a motion to approve or deny applications 2021, 23, and 24 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Steve DeMarco and the Taney County Planning Commission and Administrator for parcels located at 1707 Lakeshore Drive to be rezoned from R3 zoning district to NR3 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission.
Same thing we did last month.
Correct. Exactly the same.
So moved.
We have a motion on that?
That approved, deny, motion to approve. Okay.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor? Raise your right hand.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. that. Are we ready for the next one, Scott?
I'm ready. Just waiting for your call. Your next one is CUP case number 2137. Item Realties LLC is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing single-family home that currently has a special use permit for nightly rental. The location is at 2087 Yandell Cove. Property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, property is approximately 9.7 acres in size with a single-family home built in 1994. Property is served by private well for water and an updated new on-site septic system permitted in 2016 for wastewater. On August the 15th, 2016, the Planning Commission approved a Division 3 special use permit request authorizing nightly rental use in the existing single-family home, which is currently still in place. So this is our standard CUP for nightly rental. Well, it was, but... And I've highlighted in red the change. This based on a three-bedroom, the maximum occupancy would be 8, and parking for 8 would need a total of 4 parking spaces. So I've got the parcel highlighted. I may have to zoom in a little bit. Some of you might know where we're at. So this is KDOC. But to get to this, you have to go down MM Highway and then turn on Yandell Cove. And the road ends right here at the lake access.
Is this one already nightly rental?
Yep, currently is a nightly rental and has a permit.
Yes, sir. India and myself. India was supposed to, you want to be here tonight, but she's actually at a basketball game, working a basketball game up at school. But we are buying this from my in-laws, and our intention is to just continue it as a nightly rental as it is currently being operated now. And it is directly... exactly, right across the road.
Is there anyone here to speak in favor of this project? Do we have anyone to speak against this project? All right. Any discussion in the commission?
Scott, do we have a record of any complaints about anything on this?
I do not have. No.
Motion to approve.
I have a motion on the floor and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
That may be a record.
Okay, your next case, 2138, is a CUP conditional use permit application by Item Rentals LLC. Again, seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing single-family home that is currently has a special use permit for nightly rental. The same situation as the last application, except this one is at 392 Blackwell Ferry Road, Kirbyville. Property is zoned A1 agricultural. Per the assessor's information, it's approximately 8/10 of an acre in size with a single-family home built in 1982 and a garage located on the property. This property is served by Public Water District Number 2 and an on-site wastewater system for wastewater. On May 15th, 2017, the Planning Commission approved Division 3 Special Use Permit Number 1718 for the nightly rental use for the existing single-family home, which is currently in place at this time. So this, again, is a three-bedroom home. Total parking spaces would be 4. Here's our Blackwell Ferry Road. Right here where it turns off of MM. Highlighted parcel. If you can see, the other one was on Yandell, and it's right back here. So, for some reason, this didn't highlight. I just kept the slide in there. It's this parcel right here. Here's our zoning map. Again, the parcel's right there. I did take quite a few pictures of this earlier when another applicant
thought about bringing it through. It has a privacy fence that's about 4 feet all around this front part, but then it's 6 feet all around the rest of the property. If you look on the back side, you can see the fence back here. And this is just looking down the road. And again, your applicant's already ready to add anything to the presentation.
Now, this is the same thing. We're buying this one, but also from my in-laws, and we intend to maintain this as a nightly rental, is what the intention is.
He did. Is there anyone to speak on this project either way? Any discussion among the commission?
No complaints on this one either?
No, I have not.
I'll make a motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Do I hear a second?
You can do the second.
Okay, I'll second.
All right. Now, is there any further discussion?
Amen.
All in favor? Right hand.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, guys.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you. You're not bringing the subdivision with you.
Moving on.
Okay, we're to conditional use permit case number 2139. Tim and Kimberly Onan are seeking planning commission approval. Do we have a representative tonight?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing single-family home located at 1135 Cedar Park Road, Branson. Property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, property is 2.88 acres in size. It is Lot 2 in the Cedar Shade subdivision. Currently has a single-family home built in 2007 and a garage located on the property. Property served by a private well and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So again, our standard conditional use permit, nightly rental condition recommendation. This would be a five-bedroom home, thus the maximum occupancy would be 12 people. For the 12 people, we need a total of 6 parking spaces. So right back here is where T Highway comes off of 76, where I've got my cursor. You go down to the first road to the right, which is Cedar Park. You've heard a couple of rentals down Cedar Park. This is a little farther down. The two parcels that the Onans own are highlighted. It's actually the yellow highlighted parcel. He also owns this front parcel. So here's the access for the back house, which is in your application, and here's the driveway for the front home. So this is just our zoning layer. And I did take some photos on this one. So I'm standing at the entrance where I posted the posting. And I didn't walk over to the home. You can see the top of the home, just showing some of the area of parking. I usually try to stand at the driveway for you guys and look both directions. And with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Onan's representative.
I don't know what you have any questions. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Other than I know he wants to, Tim is moving to Colorado, and he wants to, this house that he built, he wants to use it for nightly rentals. In lieu of selling it, I live in the front property, 1151, which sits in front of that, that also is owned by Tim. Anyway.
Scott, is this property any part of either of them subdivisions down off of Cedar Park?
No, this is just these two lots, lot one and two of their own little subdivision.
Okay.
That's Cedar Shade. So this is lot one and this is lot two. He said that he still owns this parcel. He said this would be his maintenance man and representative.
That's
that
me, yes.
Be next to the house.
Okay.
The person that's renting this home.
Can you zoom out just a little bit on that?
Yep.